Okay, today is Daf Samach. We're on Nun Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. We said V'im Nasui Nasui. It's not really a two dots. It's really a continuation.
He married her.
If he married her, who'd he marry? He married somebody that Anusas Atmo or Mefutas Atmo. He seduced a woman. Now, if he marries her, he can stay married. So he's not going to stay married. She's not a Basula. Right? Yeah, Kohen Gadol. Right? And then if somebody else seduced her, and then you go ahead and marry her, then you have to get divorced. That we said, right? Was that what we said? Yeah. No, we said it's a machlokas. If the child is a chal or not. So what does it mean in Nasu Nasu? If you got married to her, you could stay married. Amravuna, Amrav, yeah, umotzi beget, but you have to give her a get. So you're not really married. You're going to have to give her a get. Ve'elah ha'diktani yam nasu nasu. Yeah, but it said if you're married, you could stay married. Amar v'acham bar Yaakov, lama, to tell you, she'em ha'shalim knas b'mefuta. You don't have to pay the knas. There's a knas if you seduce a woman or rape a woman. You have to pay a knas.
To the
50 shekel. Says the Gemara, you don't have to, look at Rashi. What? Yes. So says Rashi.
50 shekels.
Old shekel. No.
It's worth it.
No.
Look at Rashi.
Prices.
It's a very long dasa. Let's go. She'im. Everyone calm yourselves down. She'im mufute he. If you seduce her, ahani le nisuin, the nisuin helps lemiftre miknasa. They don't have to pay that knas. Why? Sha mafata ain mishalim knas. The mafata only pays the knas. Ela kisha ain kanta. Only if he doesn't marry her. Dechziv im ma'ain yimoein. And if he refuses to marry, then he pays it. Aval im mahar yimaharen alo liisha. But if he marries her, lo yiten klum. He'll have to give her a penny.
Knas doesn't go to hurdles to father.
I understand. So only if it applies if you don't marry her. But if you do marry her, you don't have to pay the knas. However, says Rashi, Aval Ones, but a rape, that's not a mafuta.
No.
Aval Ones, no saying miyad afiluko, they have to pay even if you marry her. Right? Kedichsev, Vinasan ha'ish ha'shochiv ima velo si elisha. Okay, very good. Ask Tosvos, look at Tosvos. Vim Tomar, 1 second. What's the case now? You seduced a woman, you marry her, now,
you're forced to get a get.
Yeah, you have to give her a get. You have to pay her 50 shekel? No. Why? Because you married her.
Right.
Now, what do you have to pay when you divorce her? You have to pay ksuva?
No. There is no.
Why not? You married her. You married her. So what's the difference? What you pay?
Yeah.
You can call whatever you want. It's worse. It's big money now here. Right? Says Tosfos. Kivon de boy get. Since you have to give her a get, this like suva, come on, almana la kohen gadol, just like for kohen gadol marries an almana, shouldn't have done that. Does it? She get a ksuva? The Gemara says yes. The yesh like suva, damrinan biyesh mutaros. We're going to learn that later on. Afagafta sur ben haTorah. Then came my nafkamina de emashalim knas. What's the difference if you don't pay knas? Hare she yesh like suva, mali knas, mali ksuva. What's the difference? What you call that bill? I got to pay that bill.
I'd rather pay the knas.
Why?
50 shekel.
So the Gemara is
so
Tosfos gives 200 shekel. So Tosfos gives three answers why it's different. Amari, first of all, denaf kamina im machla l'ksuva. A woman can be machla l'ksuva. She can't be machla l'knas. She machla. Oh, you don't have to pay me the ksuva. Number two, oh naf kamina, the lama shalim in an idios kedin knas. You don't have to pay idios. Element as a burias kedin ksuva zisha. Right, a ksuva zisha gets the burias. The junk of the junk, you can give that to your wife. Right. Knas has to be idiot.
What's the question? It's ksuva plus knas. What's the difference?
No, it's not a knas. It's only a ksuva.
Okay, so
what's the difference? What the bill is? Your wife tells you we have to pay this bill. Let me tell you what the bill is for. I don't care what it's for. I have to write a check. I don't care. I don't want the detail. I don't bother. My pocketbook is getting hurt. Do I care why? Do you really care why? If it's for the electric bill or for the water bill or the phone bill, ksuva, what's the difference?
If you have to pay ksuva, then you have to pay knas.
I understand, but there is no knas. There's no knas, but there's a ksuva. So who cares? It's the same. My pocketbook has to pay. Third answer is v'od d'ksuvas b'ula d'rabanan. D'ksivas b'ula d'rabanan. A ksuva is d'rabanan. Knas is d'oraisa. So you have all different, whole different world. What are the differences? If you forgot, maybe you can think of a lot of differences on the Derisa Derabanan. So therefore, you're right. Your pocketbook's getting affected. What's the real difference? Yeah, a little few differences. Okay. Next. Amar of Gvia, Mibay Ksil. Rav Gvia, from the town of Ksil. Amar L'shmaitz L'kamed Rav Ashi. He said this in front of Rav Ashi. Amar Lei, for Rav Yochanan Amar Tavayu, Rav and Rav Yochanan both said that Bogeres Umukas Eitz Lo Yisa. A Bogeres or Mukas Eitz, a Kohen shouldn't marry.
Kohen
Gadol. Kohen Gadol, right. V'im Nasa Nasui. And if they got married, they got married. Alma, what is? If they got married, they could stay married. Why? Because, okay, fine, so she was a Mukas Eitz. Fine, she wasn't the Basula because she had some accident. But after the Kohen Gadol is married to her for 6 years, is there really a difference? Does it really make a difference? She's not going to be a Basula anyway. Alma, Sofa Leos Bogeres Tachtav, Sofa Leos Mukas Eitz Tachtav. Being married is going to undo the Basula. So what's the difference?
Even a Basula from that
moment. Hachanami, Sofa Leos Basula Tachtav. So same thing over here. Right? Hachanami. So too over here. By what? By a Kohen Gadol who marries a Mefute or an Anusa, she's going to be not a Mesula anyway. So what's the difference? So what do you mean what's the difference? So why can't he stay married? Kasha, that's a Kasha. Now, if that's the case, says the Ritva, then there's no such din of Mesula goes out the window.
Yeah.
Right? So he answers like this. Yeah, out the window. Every time. Okay, so she's not a Mesula, but she'll be not a Mesula with me anyway. So the Ritva answers, the only reason why we suggest it here is because there's no pagam. In other words, bugareth. We have a hard time of it understanding. Why is she not a basula? She's not a basula. She's a basula. What happened? Since she turned 12, we have a dig on the extra word, bibsuleha, that she doesn't have complete basula. Why doesn't she have complete basula? Why not? We had a hard time understanding that yesterday. Mukas Eitz. So she had an accident. So what? So she had an accident, so she's not a basula. Okay, fine, she's not a basula. Was she with somebody? No. We have a hard time understanding why that really passes a Kohen Gadol for marrying her. Why?
Because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says she has to be a basula.
No, a Bulgarian is a basula. Just, we have, the Gemara has a concept that it's not a basula anymore 100% because she's getting a little old. We have a hard time understanding that.
Yeah,
so then the Gemara is...
He's held a higher standard. That's
what?
He's held a higher standard, that's all.
Right. Yeah.
You have to like it, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of going.
So the Ritva explains, the Gemara is only asking where there's no Gennai if he would marry her. In other words, no, not change, no Gennai. A woman had an accident. Is that a Gennai to marry such a woman? No. Woman's a vulgaris. She turned 12. What, she's an old maid? Is that a Gennai?
Right.
Now, a woman's what they call used goods.
That's Gennai.
That's a different story. That, I understand, has to be a basula. That's the Gemara's question, according to Ritva. In other words, Of course, if what the Gemara is asking is true, there's no such thing as a basula anymore. Of course it's a basula. We're only asking on these rare cases where there's no Gennai. So the questioner thinks, well, if you're Mefuta, your own wife, it's also not a Gennai. That someone else did it, that now you go come chaper. No, that's tainted goods. That's somebody not a basula. Hey, you yourself made her not a basula. What kind of Gennai is that? So that's a Gemara Kasha. That's a Kasha. That's what the Gemara asked. Okay. Next, Anusas Chaveiro. You understand that? That's what the Kasha was. Of course, we understand that such a thing as a basula. The only question is here. There's no Gennai. Hit an accident. But kind of a big deal, right? So that if that's the case, maybe Mefuta the same story. What's a Gennai? You yourself did it, right? Okay. Anusas Chaveiro Umefutas Chaveiro Lo Yisa. The Imnasa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Havlad Cholol, the Chacham Omer Havlad Kosher. What do we say? Somebody else seduce somebody. You and then you're the Kohen Gadol. You marry her. You have a child. It's a machlokas. It's a Vlad as a chol or not. What's the machlokas? Omer Vihuna, Omer Rav Halacha Ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The halacha is like Elazar ben Yaakov that the Vlad is a chol, which makes sense because why should it not be? Why should it not be?
Was the child born from whom?
From the child was born from a Kohen Gadol with a woman who wasn't a basula. She wasn't the Mesula. She was seduced by some other guy.
Isn't that the question of why we're punishing the child for something the parents?
That's not a separate. That's a separate question. The child a chol. You could only be a chol, by the way, if you're born a chol. You can't become a chol later in life.
Right.
So what did the baby do wrong? That's a separate question. Separate question. Baby didn't do anything wrong. Baby was just born.
Exactly.
There's such a thing called a chol. It's like a mamzer. What did the mamzer do wrong?
Not a mamzer either, because it's
a... No, but what did a mamzer do wrong?
From the kain.
The answer is the mamzer didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not talking about that right now. Yes. I'm not going to answer that question in 5 minutes. The point is, why should it not be a chol? Why should it not?
According to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov.
Correct. And so says it, we hold like that.
But we're saying why it should not be a chol.
Why?
Because it's not it. It's not the child's fault.
What do you mean? But it's an improper marriage. It's an improper marriage.
He should have known.
He shouldn't have married a woman who's not a basula.
It's his fault. It's not the child's fault. But
I just said.
I know you're saying that. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying you're asking a question.
Forget about the child.
Why shouldn't it be a chol? And I'm saying it shouldn't be a chol because it's not his fault.
Doesn't matter.
That's
the halacha. The Kohen made the Kohen Gadol did an avera. He married someone who's not a basula.
Okay.
That has consequences.
He should have known better.
The consequences are the child is a chol, which is exactly what Rabbi Yaakov held, which is exactly what this is. We hold like that.
Okay.
The chenamar of Gidol Marav, halacha of Rabbi Yaakov. Ikad Amri, Amr of Huna, Amr Rav, my time with Rabbi Yaakov. Why? Savar la kervelazar. We hold like Rabbi Lazar, who said that a panui that has relation to the penuya, even though she's a single girl and he's a single boy, and minat Torah, that might not be such a bad avera. It produces, it turns her into a zona, and therefore, when you marry her, you married an improper woman, and the child's a chalal. Mi savar la kavasei. Is that true? V'kaimel la mishas Rabbi Lazar kavinaki. The Mishnayis of Rabbi Eliezer ben Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm sorry. Mishnayis of Elazar ben Yaakov kavinaki. The Mishnayis of Elazar ben Yaakov are few, but always right.
Therefore,
he doesn't appear that often. But whenever he does appear, we hold like him. And the Elu Baha Amr of Amr Amarav and Alakha Kabalazar. We don't hold like Kabalazar. We don't hold that a Panui that has relations with Panuya renders Arizona. We don't hold like that. So how could Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov hold like that? We don't hold like that, we hold like him. So how can he hold like a sheet that we don't hold like? Kasha, that's a Kasha. So Ravashi Amar, Biyesh Chalal Machayve Asei Kamiflagi. Here's what they're arguing in. They're arguing about why. What's the kasha? The Kohen Gadol marries a woman who's not a basula. Why is she not a basula? Because somebody seduced her. And then the Kohen Gadol goes ahead and marries her. How come that some hold that doesn't produce a chol, and some hold that does? They're arguing about the following issue: can you have a chol from a chayve asei? From a chayve lav, you can have a chol. So when a Kohen Gadol wants to marry this woman, why is he not allowed to? What's the issue? So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Yesh Chalal Mechayve Asei. You can have a Chalal from Mechayve Asei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savri, Ein Chalal Mechayve Asei. No, you cannot have such a thing. And therefore, the Chacham hold, there's no Chalal here. What's going on? My Taima, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Dichsiv, it says like this. It says, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Almana, Ugarusha, Vichalala, Zona. All these people, Es Eile, all these people, Lo Yikach, you shouldn't marry, Ki Im Besula. Only marry a basula. What's ki in basula? It's an asay. It's an asay. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Only marry a basula. What if you don't marry a basula? You violated the asay. Most of the time, you violate an asay by not doing anything. Most of the time. Almost all the time. I didn't put on tefillin today. How did I violate the asay? By not putting on tefillin. I sat around and watched TV. I didn't bench. How did I violate an asay? I didn't bench. I sat around and twiddled my thumbs. Sometimes you can violate an asay by doing something wrong. How? Let's say a Kohen Gadol marries someone who's not a basula. There was a mitzvah to him. You go ahead, you go on the market and you only marry a basula. And he doesn't do that. He violated the asay in a positive way. Very hard. Not many I say
yeah,
I like.
He could all it's just like if you don't give a kid a bris on the well, you can always do it.
You could always do it. You could always bench. And you could always wear tefillin.
No,
but you missed that opportunity.
So you can miss the day. Do it tomorrow. Right? I didn't do it today. Do it tomorrow. Once you marry a non-basula, you blew it. You violated the... You could divorce her. 100%. But it's over. You did the Aveira. What Aveira did you do? You violated an Aseh. Had he gone ahead and married a Basula, he would get a check mark in heaven for fulfilling the mitzvah Aseh of marrying a Basula. But he didn't do that. Like I said, most Aseh's, you violate just by sitting around. Right? Sitting around. I didn't make a bracha. He sat around. He forgot. I didn't bench. I didn't put on tefillin. I didn't put on tzitzit. I didn't wear, put up a mezuzah. You violate Aseh's by sitting around. See, I didn't give it to my son a bris milah. I didn't do a bris milah. I violated the Aseh. It's not that you didn't act to undo the bris milah. Okay, but the los Aseh is on a galmana grusha v'chalal of his own.
It's not there. It's not here.
Okay, I'll give you another example, Mr. Freud. Let's say you eat outside the sukkah. That's violating the Aseh in a positive way. I have an Aseh to eat in the sukkah, so I could do one of two things. I could sit around and twiddle my thumbs and not eat. There's nothing wrong with that. Or I could eat outside the sukkah. So not that many times you can do that. You can violate an Aseh in a positive way. This is one of them. I can violate an Aseh in a positive way. Yeah?
Yeah, but then in the sukkah, so you can eating out of the sukkah, then you can go ahead and go in the sukkah.
So good, I can go ahead and put on tefillin tomorrow. Once I eat outside the sukkah, that meal's done. I can't take that back. Can't undo it. You can, only thing you can do is going forward. Don't mess up again. Right? So
I've had a recurring question, Kasha, here. A Kohen Gadol comes from the ranks of a regular Kohanim.
Yeah. Yes, the question.
When he comes to marry, he's got to know that he's going to become a Kohen.
No, so we said that yesterday. If anyone you're married to before you become the Kohen Gadol, that was Mutter.
Right.
He stays with you. Right. The only question is, you're a Kohen Gadol. And what happened? Your wife passed away. So you want to get remarried. You have to get a Basula. Right. Absolutely.
None of the Lavin have a consequence towards. There's no punishment.
What do you mean?
I didn't sit in Sukkot.
Okay.
I didn't bench.
So right.
So what am I over?
Exactly.
What's the punishment?
Nothing.
But here...
Exactly.
Over is a hole.
Exactly. The question is, does when you violate an Aseh, does it turn it into a los Aseh? Is it like a los Aseh?
Los Aseh,
because there are very few Aseh. There are very few Aseh.
Marry her, and you're going to have a child.
There are very few Asehs out there that you can violate in a positive way. There are very few. So this question comes up by every one of those Asehs.
Yes.
Not just this one. There are very few of them. So anyway, now what does it say in this pasuk? It says Almana, Grusha, Chola, Zona, Es Eile. All these people, lo yikach. Boom. That's a lo sase. Lo yikach. Don't marry them. Ki im besula. Only marry a besula. Which is an ase. Uksiv, the very next pasuk in the Torah says, v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. Don't create chalals. Don't create chalals. So, does the second half of that pasuk about only marry a besula, does that also go to the next pasuk of the chalal? What did it say? It said ki lo es ele lo yikach es ele. All these women, don't marry them. Ki im besula, only marry a besula. Says the next pasuk, I don't make chalals. Says the Tanakama, akulu. The second pasuk goes on everybody in the first pasuk. Don't make chalals on everybody. Rabbanan ele. The word Eile hifzik ha'inyan. It breaks up the story. So the word Eile says only these women, the lavs, produce chalals. If you violate the Aseh, it doesn't produce a chalal. This woman is not a basula. She's not an almana. She's not a gerusha. She's not a zona. She's not a chalala. What is she? She's a girl that was seduced.
Right.
That's all. She's not any of these other. She's not an almana. It's not a Gerusha. Now, you want to say she's maybe a Zona. So we say, she's not a Zona. We don't hold like that. Right? It's okay. Somebody seduced her. She's not a Zona. Right? So, therefore, you can hold, if a Kohen Gadol marries a woman that was seduced, it does not produce a Chol. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, Eile, no, what?
Certainly enough, she is a Chol to him.
What?
She's a Chol to him.
Why? No, a halala. I'm not sure what a halala
to him.
Why?
And if you marry a halala.
It's not a halala. A halala. A halala is on the list. A halala is somebody that was born from.
He's not allowed to marry her.
What? Why is he not allowed to marry her? Because it's not safe.
She's profane. Or whatever they
say. No, no, she's not profane. You know what a halala is? Halala is the daughter of a Kohen Gadol who marries an almana.
Right,
already.
Right, right.
Or a Kohen, that's a halala.
Right.
That's
right.
A lav.
That's already a job.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Now, what did Rosh Yaakov say with this Eila business? Eila limuute nida. Let's say a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol is with his wife when she's a nida. Now that's an Aveira. Does that produce a halal? No. Right? That doesn't produce a halal. Right? Kiman, right? So far so good? Kiman, we're not going to finish it out today. Kiman az lahadatanya me'ele ata ose chalal viata ose chalal benida. That if there's no such thing as a chalal with a nida, your own wife, she's a nida. Kiman, who said that? Kerbal Azar ben Yaakov. It's a Belazar ben Yaakov. So now the Gemara asks a very strange question. For Belazar ben Yaakov, nichteve le'ele le'basof. So according to Belazar ben Yaakov, it should have said, don't marry a chalal and an almana and a gerusha and a zona and a basula. These women, the Eila should have been at the end. Because everyone's included. Okay, Kasha, that's a Kasha. That's a, think about it, it's like a weak Kasha because the Torah has its own reasons why every word's in order. So, right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now, new stories. We know that a Kohen is allowed to be Matame for 7 relatives. Who are they? Mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. Except there's one catch to that. The sister is only if she's not married. What if she's married? Let the husband deal with it. Right? A Kohen Gadol is not matame for anybody. Not even these 7. But a Kohen is matame for these 7, but the sister is only if she's single. What if she's an Arusa, but not a Nesua? Right? She's an Arusa, and she died. So can the Kohen go to that funeral?
Yeah.
What? No, she's in Arusa and she died. So can the Kohen Gadol go to that wedding, that funeral, or not? What? So Tana Rabbanan. Achoso Arusa, your sister, the Kohen sister who's in Arusa. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omri, and Metamela. Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda say yes. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omri, ain't Metamela. No. Now, Arusa Mafuta. If you have a woman who is a your sister, the sister that was Anusa Umafuta, right? Divrei Hakol ain Metamela. Everybody holds. Ain Metamela, right? Mukasets. What about if she's a Mukasets? Ain Metamela. Divrei Reb Shimon. Why? What's the reason for that? So she had an accident, you can't go to her funeral? Shahai Reb Shimon Omer, Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol Matamela, She'ein Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol Ein Matamela. Now, nothing to do with that. There's nothing wrong with this girl. But he has a unique shita. Any woman who a Kohen Gadol can marry, you can go to that funeral. Any woman the Kohen Gadol cannot marry, you can't go to that funeral.
We have a posik on this?
Yeah, Ritosva says that this is the makar that he holds that you'll see.
This is a regular
coin. A Kohen Gadol can't go to any funeral, not even his own parents.
So okay. Hope it don't pass it like that.
I don't know. Bogeres. Bogeres Metamela. What about if she's a Bogeres? So Reb Shimon held only somebody who you can marry, the Kohen Gadol can marry, you can go to that funeral. Bogeres Metamela Divya Kol Adam. No, but even a Bogeres, everybody holds, you can go to that funeral. I, Kohen Gadol, can't marry her. So Rashi says, there's a riboy in the pasuk that such a thing can happen. So normally, the Reb Shimon holds anybody who you can't go to the funeral, anybody who the Kohen Gadol can't marry, you can't go to the funeral. But a Bogeres is an exception to that rule. Okay, my time at Rameir Reb Yehuda. How can Rameir Reb Yehuda hold you're allowed to go to your sister's funeral and she dies from Erisin, but not from Mefuta and Anusa? Why? It's not. There's no logic. It's all learned out of pesukim. Why? The Darish Hachi, they explain the pasuk like this. It says, Ula achoso habesula. The pasuk said, your sister, when she's a besula. If she's married, no. So what does besula mean? Prat, that excludes, la anusa umafuta. Because you know what? In anusa and a mefuta, it's not a basula. Yachal shani moti af mukaseit. So maybe a mukaseit also you can't go to such a funeral? Because she's not a basula? Talmud lomar, ashalo haitza le'ish. No, she was never with a man. That's why she's not a basula. Mi shahav yatsa ayde ish. Only if she was married once. Yatsa zu she'en hav yatsa ayde ish. This was a mukaseit. Had nothing to do with the man. It was an accident. That funeral you can go to. Hakrova, what does it mean hakrova? Larabos harusa, to include even an arusa. You can go to such a funeral too. That your sister's an arusa. A love, what does a love mean? Larabos habogeres, to include a bogeres. You can go to that funeral also. Tuli mudim. Lama li kra, what do we need a pasuk for that for? Vamar of Meir, Basula, Afilu mixes Basula Mashma. Or Meir holds even a partial Basula is okay. So for sure, a Bulgaris. Why do we need an extra Liban for a Bulgaris? Anyway, it's included. It's included in Basula. Eistrach. So that I would have thought, Neilef Basula, Basula Behasam. Learn out a different Kedera Shava. What? Malahalon. It's a question where this is. Rashi says it's by an Anusa, a woman who you rape. Malahalon, Naira. Just like over there, it's only a Naira. Afkan, so too by your sister. Nami Naira. I would think it's only a Naira, not a Bulgaris. Kamashalon is a Bulgaris too. That's the Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. What about Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon? My Tamayu, what's their reasons? So their reasons are like this. Darshi Yachi, they have the following drasha. It says, Ula Achosa Basula, Prat, that excludes, Anusa, Mefuta, and Mukaseit. She's not a Basula. Why she's not a Basula? Doesn't matter why. Asher Lo Haisa, and it says Lo Haisa La'ish, that's Prat La'arusa. To exclude an Arusa, who also not, right? Right?
Even though she wasn't with a man.
Correct. Because she's engaged. Hakrova, that's Larabos Arusa Shinizgarsha. Let's say she was in Arusa and she got divorced. Then you can. So Gemara says, A love, what's A love? Larabos Es HaBogeres, to include A Bogeres. Which is what everyone holds, A Bogeres is okay.
She's engaged to a Kohen.
It's a good question. This is like
who's
going to attend? Now the question. One second. Hakrova l'rabos arusha and iskarsha. The word hakrova includes an arus who got divorced. Vaha. V'amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, "Royally is kol gadol matamala. Shein royally is kol gadol imatamala." And this woman can't be. Is not right for the kol gadol because she's divorced. Shiny Hassam, no, it's different. The Rabbi Rahmana Krova, because the Torah went ahead and gave an extra riboy. She's included. You can go to that funeral. See, Hachi Mukaseit Nami. So Mukaseit's also. Why not? That has nothing to do with the man. Why not? No. Rabbi Krova Achas Velo Shtayim. No, we only include one more thing, not two more things. So Umay Ruz, why'd you pick
that one
as opposed to this one? Because Ha is Avid Bamaitha. Ha is love. Low is avav b'maisa. When it comes to a, where am I? Oh no! When it comes to a woman who got divorced, she didn't do anything. She's an arusa who got divorced. She didn't do anything. I think she didn't do a maisa. The husband divorced her, so you can go to that funeral. But a mukaseit, something happened to her. She did something. She fell. She had an accident. Whatever it is, so therefore she does. For it's different.
That's the known thing, obviously, right?
What? Yes.
That's the known thing. If she's dying, but she's 9 years old, you don't have to check if she had a bicycle accident when she was 3 years old. If she fell off a tricycle. What are you going to go with? How do you examine her? Has to be a known thing that she's interested in.
Correct. So, now,
do you notice that every invitation says Sula?
Not yet.
Sula?
It's not a Chassidish thing.
No, it's splitting. This is really splitting hairs.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything when she got divorced.
Now the Gemara says like this. When we started off before, we said Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say one thing. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon say another thing. Then when it came to the Mukaseit, it's only Reb Shimon. What happened to Reb Yossi? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Midashavke, where am I? Midashavke Reb Yossi. What about Reb Yossi? Midashavke LeBarzuge. When his Barzug, his colleague Reb Shimon left Reb Yossi out, right? Michlal the Mukaseit. When it comes to Mukaseit, Reb Yossi didn't agree to that, which is why he didn't say anything. Reb Shimon has his own shita. Kiramayer Svirulay. He holds like Kiramayer. That what? That you can. Menale, how does he know that? So the Gemara says, Milo Hai Sala Ish. She's not married. That non besulim had nothing to do with a man. Had to do with an accident. Fa a pikday. But we already used that limud of a man one time already. For what? To exclude an arusa. Right? So Gemara says, Chad milo haisa v'chabala haisa v'chad milo ish. Right? The difference, two different limudim. Then we said, a love, what's a love? Larabos habogeras. To include a bogeras. A bogeras, you're allowed to go to the funeral. Ah, if Amr of Shimon, basula, shlema mashma. A basula is mashma, a full basula, and a bogeras is not a full basula. Second, you're allowed to go. Time may day, nami hasa mehacha. Yeah, that whole din is learned out of here. That whole idea that a basula, shlema, is learned out of here. The darish hachi says, mid a love, lorabos, habogeras. To include a bogeras, michlal, the basula, shlema mashma. That a basula has to be complete. Okay. Next halacha. Tanya. So that discussed a kohen, regular kohen, going to the funeral of his sister. Now, there's another din. A kohen is not allowed to marry a gioris. He's not allowed to marry a convert. Kohen's not allowed to. What if she converted? Why not, by the way? Why not? So Torah says no. So the Gemara assumes because we can't ensure that they're pure people. They're pure now. They became Jewish. 100%. It's very lovely. But beforehand, what if a girl got converted before she was younger than 3 years old? Can a kohen marry such a gioris? A woman has a baby. A woman has a baby. She becomes a gioris with the baby. Maybe it was 6 months old when the baby became a Jew. Can a kohen marry such a gioris or not? So Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer Reb Shimon ben Yochai says gioris p'chusa mibas shalosh shana v'yom echad k'sher l'kahuna. It's mutter. Shinamar, because it says, by the story of Midyan, it says like this. It says, V'chol hataf banashim asher lo yadu mishkan zachar. Any girl that didn't have relations with a man, yehechiyu lochem, you can let them stay married. V'harei Pinchas himan, Pinchas was there too. And Pinchas was a kohen. So what do you see? How do you know Pinchas married one of them? That's I think Tosfos asked that question. Someone asked that question. But okay, putting that question aside, right? So Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon who say they are going to Reb Shimon ben Yochai? They say no. You're not a kohen's not allowed to marry a gerusha, no matter how a gioris, no matter when she became a gioris. So what do they do with this pasuk over here by Midyan? No, lavadim shvachos. No, it means you can make them into servants. Not that you can marry them. Ihachi bas shaloshanim v'yom echad nami. Then even if she's 3 years old, you should also be able to marry her, assuming she's a virgin.
This is only for a kohen or a kohen
gadol. Kohen gadol, for sure not.
For sure not. Right.
Right. So even if she's 10 years old or 20 years old,
right,
but she's a basula and she's a gioris, it should be okay. Why is it totally in age now? If we're saying because she's pure, what's the difference? How old she is? The answer is kidravuna. The Ravuna Rami. The truth is those psukim there by Midian are a stira. Why? Because kasuv it's one pasuk says, call ish yadas ish. Any woman that had relations with a man, lemishkav zachar, her has to be killed. Ha'eni yadas, what if she didn't have relations? Kayemet, she can stay married. Michlal, the taf, that a child, bein yadu, bein lo yadu, kaimu. Even if a child had relations, it would be okay to take, they could stay alive. It says any woman, if she had relations, she has to die. What if she didn't have relations? She can stay fine, she can stay alive. V'ksiv, it says, v'chal ha'taf, panashim, all the children, Asher lo yadu, mishkav zachar, hechayu lochem. If they had relations, they have to die. Ha lo yadu. I'm sorry, they can live. Ha yadu, but if they did have relations, haragu, they have to die. But we just said a minute ago that a child, whether or not they had relations, could live. Now it's mashu, they have to die. What's the answer? The answer is like this: Haviomer beruuyali balakasa medaber. We're talking about if they're roy to have relations. A girl under 3 is not roy. So there. Tian tanya nami hachi v'chol ishi yodas ish biyeruili balakasa medaber. It means with a roy, a girl under 3 is not roy. They were allowed to live. A girl older 3 is not roy. Is roy? They were not allowed to live. Therefore, it has nothing to do with with basula or not. Has to only do with age. At omer biyeruili balo enuili bal mamish. Kishon, when it says, V'chol atah p'nashem ha'shal yadu, mishkav zachar, havyom ebru yilibol ha'kazav edaber, right? Mena yadi, how did they know? How did they know how old somebody was? She looks like she's 3. She could be she's 4. How do you know? So Amar Vuna, Bar Bizna, Amar Shema Chasida, Hevir Mufnei Tzitz, they passed them in front of the Tzitz. They took these girls and made them go line up and pass by the Tzitz.
Didn't they do the wine test?
We're going to get to that. Kal Shepaneha Morekes, any time her face turned green, B'yadua she really bull. We knew she was older than 3. It doesn't matter if she had beer or not. She's Roy. Kal She'ein Purim Morekes, B'yadua she'en Roy Libol. If her face didn't turn green, then we know that she didn't. She wasn't old enough, and therefore, according to Shir Meichai, you could marry her. According to the Rabbanon, you can make her into a shifcha.
Well, they can show a passport, either one.
Amar of Nachman, simin la avera hadrakon. A simin for avera is hadrakon. Kiyotze bedavra ata omer. Vayimtu miyoshve yavish gilad arba meos nara besula shel yodu ish lemishkav zachar. This is by after the Pilegish Begiva, so they wouldn't let they wouldn't let anybody marry Binyamin. Then they saw that the Shevet's going to die out. So they made a thing. Anyone who's a Basula, you can marry them. So then Gemara said the same thing. But no, had they know which of these girls were Basulas or not? So Amar of Kahana, Hoshiv Mal Pichavis Shal Yayin. They made them pass by a barrel of wine. Ba'ula Rechanodev.
They were sat on the opening.
Yeah. So Ba'ula Rechanodev. If they were Ba'ula, it smelled. Basula ain't Rechanodev. If they were Basula, it didn't smell. That's how they knew they were Basulas. By the way, Mati, someone here says that they did not pass by a sit on a barrel of wine. It's a euphemism for the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how you could pass by. How could the girls go into the Kodesh Kedoshim? I don't know how they could do that. Maybe they just pass by the outside. Just an interesting idea. It's not literal. It's a metaphor.
Why don't you take these girls and put them walking before the tzitz?
V'nerveil if not tzitz. Why do they walk in front of the tzitz? So by the way, Darach Zaner says, why do Midian girls walk in front of the tzitz? Because the tzitz is machaper on Gila Arayas. So it makes perfect sense that that's not the pants of the Kohen Gadol or the something else, the me'il, then the tzitz. Why are you making these girls walk in front of the tzitz? What's the Gemara's question? They didn't do anything wrong. We just want to know who's Basulim so that we can have people marry Shevet Binyamin. They're not very here. Why? What kind of question is that? He answered the Lisa Pacharachim. And the Gemara asked, why not in front of the tzitz? Or of Kahana, Breder of Nasan, L'Ratzon Lehem Tziv, L'Ratzon V'lo L'Pronis. Because the tzitz doesn't do bad things. Ihachi B'bidin Nami, second B'bidin the tzitz. For Goyim, yeah. Amar Vashi, Lohem Tziv, Lohem L'Ratzon V'lo L'Pronis, Lohem Tzikacham V'lo L'Pronis. Yeah, for the Goyim, you can do bad things, not for Jews. So they had to do something else. Amar of Yaakov, Ar Idi, Amar of Yehoshua ben Levi, Alachak of Shem ben Yechai. We paskin like of Shem ben Yechai. That what? That a Basula, that a Gioras under 3, a Kohen can marry such a girl. Now, Lamaisa, do we pass on that? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. What if they're from under 3? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Amalei Zerul of Yaakov Aridi. Befirish Shmielach or Mechal Shmielach? Did you hear him say that? Or you assumed it? Maichal, what would the assumption be? The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Irachas Haizib Eretz Yisrael, there was one city, Shakar al Ira, there was some rumor about, you know, some marriages. Vishigar Rebius Rumunius, Rebbe said Rumunius, Ubatka to go check it out, Umatza Babas Gioras Pchus of Vachalashan of Yom Echad, Vichshira Rebbe Lakuna. There was a girl who became a Gioras under 3 years old, and Rav Kahana, and the town let her marry a Kohen. Amalei, Beferish Shmili. I heard it straight out that he said that we passed him like that. V'imichlolamai. And if I heard it only from an inference, what's the big deal? I heard it. No, Dilma Shani Hasim, how will the intiv? Now maybe it's different over there. B'di'eved, let them stay married. Right? The ha, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tavayim, Bogaris, and Mukas Eitzel, Yisa, can't marry a Kohen. V'im Nasri Nasri. And if they got married, we'll let them stay. So we learned today, we don't let them stay, right?
Right.
So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta? How can you compare the two? Bishlom Hasim. Sofalias Bulgaris Tachtov, Sofalias Bula Tachtov. We gave that answer before. Okay, so you married a Bulgaris, you shouldn't have married a Kohen Gadol, shouldn't have married a Bulgaris. At the end of the day,
she'll become
fine with him. We said it's okay because there's no Pagam,
right.
Nothing wrong with that, right? We had all these reasons. Hacha, Sofalias Zona Tachtov. How can a Kohen marry a Gioris? So she's 2 now. She's going to be 20 soon, right? Rav Safra Masnila Mechlala. He learned it out of a Chlala. The Kashale. They asked the same Kasha. And he gave the same answer. What answer did he give? The answer was, it's okay, because she's going to be married under him. It's a Zona. It's the same answer. It's okay. Okay, so we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
I don't want to quote an exact story, but a friend of ours, an old friend of ours, had that problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What problem he had?
It was a Cohen.
Yeah.
And going out with this girl.
What?
Going out with this girl was a Gioris from...
I can't open this.
Really, really early.
And Mati, and if all feminists are fine with sitting on a barrel like that... This is what you're
bothering. Don't worry about
it. All these women are not going to be happy with that.
Feminists are one of the worst people in America.
Yeah.
From the worst people in America, feminists. Worst. Worse than liberals.
What?
I mean, they're all liberals, but the worst of the liberals are the feminists. They're the worst.
How's that
really
feel? Huh?
The Red Dudes are 501c. That statement.
He's not going to.
Worth it.
Stop coughing.